You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. The cities of Corvallis, Oregon, Gillette, Wyoming, and Dalton, Georgia don't, on the surface, have that much in common. Different parts of the country, different economies, but they each have relatively new mayors, ones we called up back in January when they first took office, to get a sense of what it was like to step into that job. At the time, they told us they'd love to talk about it again, so we are. We've got Biff Traber in Corvallis, Louise Carter King in Gillette, and Dennis Mock in Dalton. Welcome back, everybody.
Thanks.
Hello, good
to be
afternoon.
Back. It's good to be back.
It's nice to hear all of your voices. We talked about 10 months ago. My first question is just, you know, checking in, I guess. How are the finances for all of your cities? How are you doing?
This is Louise from Gillette, Wyoming. Our budget is hanging tough, but with oil prices down, it's hurting the region. And of course, the president's clean power plan is not good news for our coal market.
And this is Dennis Mock in Dalton, Georgia. Our fund balance remains strong and our economy continues to rebound. Unemployment's about 6% right now, which is 2% less than it was this time last year. But the real indicators, I guess, are the activity and the attitudes around town. We've got paving going on, construction. There's a lot more traffic on the streets.
This is Biff, and I'm talking about Corvallis, Oregon. We actually found that the fiscal year that closed last June, the final revenues were a little bit higher than we expected.
Are there industries that you guys wish that you could, you know, steal from each other?
This is Louise again. One of our challenges here is our low unemployment rate. I mean, other people wouldn't think that as a challenge, but for an industry to come in, they've got to make sure that we have the workers here. And right now we're at about 3.4.
Wow.
We have a Tri-Cities marketing that we're working with two other cities in our region. We're all three working together so that if a company or a business or an industry comes in to look at one of us, they'll look at all of us.
That's interesting. This is Dennis and Dalton. We're doing something similar here with regional economic development, and I think that's going to pay off. And as far as stealing something, we'd like more technology here if we could get it.
Maybe we should talk, Dennis.
So I asked you guys last time, you know, something that people get wrong about you. Now that you've had 10 months to be in office, what did you get wrong when you came into office? Or maybe you thought wrong about, you know, being the mayor that surprised you that you know now?
Well, this is Dennis in Dalton, and I guess my biggest surprise or what I had wrong was the scope of the responsibility of this office is just probably tenfold what I thought it was going to be. It's like dropping a rock in a big pond, and it ripples to every shore and every part of that pond, and that's just the way it works in government, too.
I'll echo that. I didn't realize the time, and I did. I should have, but there's just so much more that you have to do that you just didn't realize.
Yeah, and this is Biff. I'll have to make it unanimous on the amount of time and people's expectations of the mayor that I hadn't expected or been fully aware of. Beyond the meeting with the mayor, there's the participating in significant community events and the like, that the number of those, as active as I was in the community, there are even more of those that have been occurring. So time was one. The other, to me, major thing is learning how to influence things indirectly. Having been a counselor with a vote, I knew I could deal with a position and then vote on it. But as mayor, I'm finding the biggest success comes from pulling people together and working things out.
And also meeting with the other entities. You know, you still have your county, you have your hospital or school district.
And I think we're all on the same page. This is Dennis and Dalton. You could do it with a whole lot less effort, but you wouldn't do a good job.
As always, it is a pleasure to talk to the three of you, and I hope we get to do it more often. Dennis Mock, Biff Traber, and Louise Carter King, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate it, Lizzie.